You're listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
A couple of weeks ago, over the holiday weekend, my wife and I were driving along and my phone rang. As typically, I try to answer my phone when I can, which is not all the time, but I do try to grab my phone, and it was ringing. I was in the car. I had nothing to do. So I thought, you know, let me see what I can do for the caller. I answered the call and the person said, "Hey, is this the person who does that marriage thing?" And I said, "Are you talking about the Save the Marriage material?" He said, Yeah. "Are you the one who does that program?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I don't want all of that. I don't want all of the material. Can you tell me the easy thing to do, the easiest way to do this? I don't want all of the material. I don't want to have to go through all of that. Just tell me the shortcut. How can I save my marriage? Easiest, shortest, shortcut way?" And I paused a minute and I said, "There really isn't a shortcut way to do this." He said, no, "I don't want to go through all of the material. I just want you to tell me the easy way to do this." And I said, "You know, you really can't do it that way. Do you realize that your marriage didn't get into trouble on a shortcut, that it got into trouble because you were doing all the shortcuts? In fact, let me suggest that if you're asking me for the shortcut, that tells me that you're where you are right now because of all the shortcuts you have taken." There was a long pause, and he said, "So there's not a shortcut?" And I said, "No, but there's a lot of good ways to do this. There are lots of ways you can move forward with this, and I can tell you how to do it efficiently. But I'm afraid to tell you that it's not going to be simple. It's not going to be a shortcut. I want to tell you that you've got to dig in and go for efficiency. So I'm afraid to tell you there are no shortcuts. There are just more efficient ways of doing it." He said, "Oh, well, I just wanted the shortcut." And he hung up. And I talked with my wife about this because it was a bit unnerving to me. Not because it was an insult to me or because it was an insult to my material, but because of the attitude that I think is out there sometimes of finding the shortcut. Now, let me tell you, if I'm driving along, here I was in the car, you know, I had my Waze app on because I wanted to find all of the shortcuts I could get there the most efficient way possible. So let's distinguish shortcuts and efficiency. What this guy really wanted was the easy answer, the shortcut, the kind of the way you do it with no work. Right? It's kind of like saying, "Well, I don't really want to have to work out to get into shape. I just want it to happen." Or, "What's the shortcut to letting me eat everything I want to and still losing weight?" You know, that's basically what he was saying was, "I want to keep doing the things I've been doing. I don't want to really have to disrupt anything. I don't want to really have to change anything. I really don't want to have to go through any struggle in order to get what I want." And that to me is the heart of where we're often stuck these days. We want the easy answer, the one that doesn't challenge us, the one that doesn't push us all the way, the one that doesn't make us uncomfortable, that doesn't make us have to face changes. And that's a danger. That's a real danger in getting anywhere we want to go. Because as far as I've known, and trust me, I've fallen for my share of the easy answers, there aren't many that really work. Let's take, for instance, fitness. A couple of months ago, I had the chance of meeting Tony Horton, who is the P90X guy. And Tony's one of the guys who turned my life around when I was out of shape. And his program, the 90 of the P90X, is 90 days of 3 months. And so what he contends is that you can really get into excellent shape in 90 days. But here's the hitch. It's not an easy 90 days. If you've ever been through P90X, it is hard work. The workouts are rough, like 90 minutes of sweating and toiling and tough stuff. And by the way, when you buy it, they don't tell you that part of the plan to get into shape is changing your eating habits. They give you an eating plan too. And so all the transformations you see are about people who have gone through the hard work. They can do it in a short amount of time because there's an efficiency built in to really pushing hard, and there's efficiency in building built in into really changing your life. So let's compare that to, you might have seen that belt that you put on, you know, you just kind of wrap it around and it melts away the fat and allows you to find your six pack that's hidden behind the fat just by wrapping it around and moving around and not really changing anything else about your life. You may have noticed that that's still out on the market after all of these years, not because it works, but because it fools us into thinking this is finally the answer I've been waiting for. The way I can show up in my swimsuit with my six-pack showing without changing a thing, continuing to eat the way I've eaten without having to really hit the gym. That's the difference between efficiency and just finding the easy answer, the shortcut that this guy wanted. I've been thinking about this a lot because there really isn't an easy answer, a shortcut to the important things in life. There may be some easy answers, some shortcuts if you're trying to get across town and somebody tells you about that secret cutoff. My father has discovered, I think, every shortcut to get to his place at the beach, and he's told me those shortcuts. And so I found that I can cut off some time, and those little savings, 15, 20 minutes here, are pretty great on that kind of a trip because they truly are shortcuts. But you can't shorten the distance between here and the beach. You can only find better roads to travel to get there more efficiently. That's different than us trying to find the easy, simple answer that doesn't cause us to make any changes in our life, that doesn't cause us to do anything different in our life and get the outcome we want. All of the shortcuts have gotten you where you are now if you've been taking shortcuts in your life trying to get to a better place without really trying. And so part of what we need to look at is how we change that. There are some shifts that I think are very important to make, because as far as I can tell, you know, the last thing I want to do right before I go into my brain surgery is to look up at the surgeon and say, hey, how'd you get here? And he said, oh, I took a shortcut. You know, I just took a mail order, a thing that got me my certificate in the mail. I didn't really do any study at all. That's not what I want. I want the guy who has done the work, who has learned his lessons, that has done the hard work, even if he did it as efficiently, as quickly as possible, that he actually got the training, or she actually got the training to get there. So as we start thinking about how you move towards saving your marriage, let's make some distinctions that I think are going to be helpful for you. First thing is, always go for doable. Doable is not the same as easy. You know, these things that we're working on, you know, when we're working on connecting with our spouse, that's doable. That doesn't mean it's easy. That's a doable thing because you can take action. You can do things to move you in that direction. Also, go for consistent, not fast. Now, you can be pushing for efficiency, right? If you consistently work out and do that P90X every day, if you do it consistently over 90 days, you are absolutely going to get into shape. You can't help but get into shape because the exercises you do are tough enough that they challenge your body and your body has to rebound and learn, but it takes consistency. You can't say, well, you know what? I'm just going to do it really fast. I'm going to do all the P90X formula in 5 days. I don't really need to take 3 months. I'm just going to, you know, quintuple up or whatever it would take on a daily basis to get there. You won't get there. You'll burn your body out. You'll crush your body because you went for fast, but not by doing it with consistency and not doing it in a way that works. Sometimes that's the whole purpose of that shortcut, is we want to do it as fast as possible and really even faster than possible instead of being consistent in our movements. So let me give you 5 different ways of thinking forward about how you can save your marriage without a shortcut, but doing it effectively. The first one is be efficient. Be efficient means that you actually understand where you're headed and you know all of the distractions. One of the things I've noticed when people are starting to try to save their marriage is they try to do everything. That's not efficient. If you wanted to learn how to, let's say, cook meat, and you started to learn how to cook meat, and then you decided to learn how to do bread, and along the way, you also learned how to do some desserts and baking and all those other things, and you took and mastered a lot of other things, you haven't been efficient about learning how to cook that meat, right? And so when we're talking about being efficient, it's staying on task with what you're doing. There really are only 3 pieces of the puzzle for saving your marriage. my three C's of saving your marriage. One is connecting with your spouse. Two is changing yourself. And three is creating a new path. That's it. Those are the only three things you need to work on and focus on in order to save your marriage. That's efficiency. Now, remember, I didn't say fast. I said efficient. So a lot of times people start focusing on lots of other things out there that they think they somehow have to deal with before they get going. But efficiency is about picking the way that works best. And that doesn't mean with minimal effort. It doesn't mean with maximal effort. It means efficient effort. So first thing is be efficient. The second thing is related to being efficient. It's have a plan. One way of being efficient is to make sure you have a plan. When I was doing the P90X, and I've done it a couple of times now, when I was doing it, I would get up and I would look at what day it is and what was supposed to happen on that day. Was I doing a leg exercise, an arm back exercise, or shoulder exercise? What was I doing? What was it that day? Maybe I was doing a little of his yoga, or maybe I was doing some stretching or some cardio, some plyometrics, whatever his routine was for that day. But I followed the plan that was included because somebody else had helped create that plan. So you have to have a plan in order to save your relationship, to save your marriage. And part of a plan is knowing the things to do within that plan, making sure you understand the steps along the way to follow for that plan. So be efficient, and be efficient by having a plan that tells you what to do. The third thing is take it seriously. This guy who was calling me, he wanted just an easy answer. He wasn't taking it seriously. Now, it was a serious issue, right? It took enough for him to call me because something had disturbed him in the relationship. Something was scaring him. But he wasn't taking it seriously, meaning he wasn't staying focused on it. He just wanted a couple of things to do that would somehow turn things around without him really having to really dig in and figure this out. But life has to be figured out. We take it seriously. That doesn't mean that you have to be serious, but you have to take it as something important, that you have to be focused on what matters. So take it seriously and boil it down to those points. The fourth thing is to practice patience. This person was impatient. That was what was driving it. He wanted to save his relationship, not in a month, but last week. He wanted me to tell him how to do it so he didn't have to struggle with it. He didn't have to deal with it. It just got done. The problem with that is it loses that built-in patience. So imagine what happens when he starts with his little shortcut and he doesn't get the success he wants. What's he going to do? He's either going to get upset or he's going to walk away. He's not taking it seriously, nor did he have the patience to push forward with that. Which brings us to number five, to keep moving forward. In the process of saving your marriage, you're going to find times when you get pushback. You're going to find times when you're having a hard time digging in. When you're exercising, it's the same thing. You hit those plateau points. When you hit a plateau, that doesn't mean that's the best you can get. It just means that you're stuck there right then while your body is reorganizing and getting used to the changes and getting ready for the next growth. So you still face forward and you continue to follow your plan and you keep moving towards that process because you have a plan, you have a process, and it's an efficient process. So you know how you're going to keep moving forward. So remember to be efficient. Remember to have a plan and take it seriously. Then you practice your patience as you continue to keep moving forward. Now, if you're wondering, wait a minute, I don't have a plan. I don't even understand. Here's one of the foundational pieces that has to be there for you to save your marriage. You have to understand what a marriage is about, how it got into trouble, and how to turn it around. Then you need to work on figuring out that plan. Now, that work's been done for you. I've already done that. I can tell you exactly what secrets there are to understanding what's happened in your marriage. The secret to making your marriage work. And it's about building a we. It's about following those steps to get there. I can tell you that because I've worked with couples for now almost three decades to help them understand how they can do the work to get the marriage they want. This person that called me, I suspect, was only wanting to stop an upset spouse, stop a legal process. He wasn't ready to save his marriage. In other words, to turn it into a relationship that both he and his wife would treasure. He He wasn't thinking in that way. I could tell by the way he was talking to me. I have a method of saving a relationship that's in trouble, of saving your marriage that's in trouble, by giving you the step-by-steps. In fact, that plan is ready for you. You're going to have to put together some pieces, but I'm going to tell you how to do that. I have all of this in my Save the Marriage system. That Save the Marriage system has been used by thousands and thousands, tens and tens of thousands of people around the world to rebuild their relationship. It's been used by my coaches to help individuals save their relationships. It's been used by me in my therapy and my coaching to help people save their relationships. It's been used by individuals who only have the system in their hand to go save their relationship. If you grab my system now, I'll also give you a week of my VIP virtual coaching where I give you extra training and extra coaching and a fill-in-the-blank plan to save your marriage. And if you go ahead and grab my system, we'll throw in a get started session with one of my coaches, just so you can make sure you're heading the right way. All you have to do is march over to savethemarriage.com, that's savethemarriage.com, and grab the system. If you're really ready to start and you're not even going to read anymore, you're just ready to jump right in, go to savethemarriage.com/grab. And jump right in. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you find the most efficient and effective way of saving your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.